cuidar el planeta. Recuerdo una frase que escuché de un anciano hace muchos años. Dios siempre perdona las ofensas, los maltratos. Dios siempre perdona. Los hombres perdonamos a veces. La tierra no perdona nunca. Sí.
Sanibonani, Apshweni, Dumela, Moweni, Dumelang, Khoyamora, and good morning. I'm Bernie Crewe Brown, and I welcome you to Ladato Si, our journey on caring for our common home on Radio Veritas. And today is the 4th of November. We are about to start the 30th. Conference of the Peoples in Brazil. A moment when the world has discerned that they need to get together. So they've had an analysis, a discernment, a time of pause, hopefully, in their governments, to decide how to come together and what to decide with, that's what it is, what to decide with other leaders of other countries around the world that will take the situation of the planet to a better place for now and future generations. So looking at that in a realistic way is to cool the earth down, because all the issues regarding climate crisis, biodiversity and social problems is all to do with the heat generated in the world today. The energy that's generated in the world today. I'm using those two words with double meanings because they do have, and both are important for you and me right now. But this energy that I'm speaking about is frenetic right now. There's so much happening that unless you have a good team around you, an organization cannot ride the wave right now. I'm struggling to get out of the dump that I'm in. When I say the dump, you know, the swim in the sea, the wave dump. This huge wave has come towards me and I need to get through it safely. I could ride it, but it's a little bit too big. So I need to go through it, under it, safely. And I have got caught in it. So as you see, washing going around in a washing machine. As you might have watched people in catching a wave and get caught in the wave. You can imagine people that are strongly going out to present or to do something, and the environment catches them up and pulls them down. Right now, I'm feeling a bit like that because of this frenetic energy in the world. We cannot sit back and read a love story or a draw. Well, I'd love to draw a picture. I think that would work. But or even walking, going for a hike. There's so much that needs my attention right now that I couldn't break away from this wave that I'm caught in satisfactorily enough, you know, with peace. I wouldn't be able to. So for you, we have just finished, you know, the season of creation. We are in the 10th anniversary of Laudato Si. We are in the jubilee year of the church. You also know that it's 800 years celebration of the canticle of creatures. And 1700 years celebrating the Apostles' Creed, our Catholic Christian creed. Imagine, we are saying a prayer every time we pray the rosary and every time we celebrate Mass on Sunday. So you could possibly say, if you say the rosary every day, it's well over 300,000-400,000 times that the creed has been prayed by an individual, times that by population, a very powerful prayer and a time to celebrate it this year. But we move on with this energy that's around us. And it's fortunate that a lot of the energy has come from people responding to Pope Francis's cry, to his call for us to respond to the earth and its cry and the poor. And this is in with Laudato Si, all connected. Everything I've just spoken about is all connected. And that wasn't planned by a man. It wasn't a business plan. It has come through because of the power of God. The way God works. Simple, yet effective. And simple, but large. Simple, but complete. Simple, but everywhere. So after I am at the bottom of this wave, where I can't see the top, or you don't know where the top is, but then you come through and you break through that pressure, that energy, into space, into peace, into the warmth of the sun, the coolness of a breeze, the calmness of the water. So the light of day and the moon and stars shining our way at night. Life around you, the light of life around you. And that's when you are able to, well, pause, but be able to discern and put into places your trajectory forward. And as we know, Pope Leo has put it together that the way forward is ecological conversion, change. And we are going forward towards an integral wholeness, an integral home, integral ecology. But we're still in this busyness, in these rough waves around us. Sometimes we're caught, as I said, But right now the energy is strong because so much is happening. And going forward, as I said, is just come out of this very powerful conference. Not much has been said about it in South Africa. Lots has been shared, but not discussed. I want to know if you have made your pledge. Did you make the pledge from what I have said to you, or have you been shared the request from Laudato Si, from the Vatican, from the Laudato Si movement mostly, that you just go to raisinghope.earth, hashtag raisinghope.earth, and make your pledge, your personal determined contribution to bringing peace and harmony, to bringing a calm sea to the world, bringing health and love to the earth, but mostly to humanity and to future generations. So today, to bring us to this closure, we're going to listen to the leader of CAFOD. CAFOD is a Catholic non-government organization in England who have been working hand in hand with the Catholic Church globally. We're going to be listening to Christine Allen. And then we will be looking as to how we make that sea smoother going forward. So instead of being pulled into the wave and pulled to the bottom and not know where you are, that you are accompanied, you are enveloped with a mantle, culture and arts, something to help you as you make this change. Prayer, definitely, with culture and arts. So now we will pray. The CAFOD prayer for COP30, Climate Summit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of blessings, the universe sings of your glory. Deepen our gratitude for all you have made, and awaken in us a renewed commitment to care for the earth and to care for each other. Inspire world leaders at the G20 and at COP30 with openness to listen to those most affected by climate change and with courage to act urgently and wisely so that our common home may be healed and restored and so that all people and generations to come may delight in it. We ask this prayer in the name of the one who came to bring the good news, Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen now to Life Goes On and On, sung by Mark Chait for Pope Francis at the Raising Hope for Climate Justice Conference.
See, as another day begins, there's a chance to start again. There's a little hope in everything. In the rain, as it dances on the ground, and it makes a simple sound, and it moves you like a symphony. There's time find someone to hold, to come in from the cold. There's even time before the dawn, and you know that life is a song of many parts. It's the beat of many hearts. It's the moment that goes on and on. Thank you. so as the hour's getting late, you can touch the hand of fate, and you can change the course of history. In a word that you've been dreaming of, and you see the word is love, but it isn't such a mystery. There's time to see what time will bring of every little thing. There's even time before the dawn, and you know that life is a song of many parts. It's the beat of many hearts. It's the moment that goes on and on. Where there is nothing, there is something. And where there is no one, someone will come.
So that was film composer, music composer, artist, performer, Mark Chait, who was present at the Raising Hope conference. And this song was dedicated to the conference, to Pope Leo XIV. It has not been published. And the reason I am looking at him today, as well as Christine Allen and Jen Verde, Nancy Ullman, is because it's people like this, people who use what God's given talents for the betterment of all. They are living off it, yes, but they are giving back through their talents. Mark is a musical activist. So step into the world of Mark Chait, a visionary composer, songwriter, and concert pianist. An Emmy Award winner 3 times. Mark Chait has lived all over the world, has work studios all over the world, but his heart is in Cape Town, where he was born. And this is wonderful. And this is what he shared with me. So I was privileged to have him commit to me that he would like to come home and do some work here, some musical advocacy in South Africa, which is something that we will definitely take him up on as soon as possible. And I look forward to what he can do for Ladatho C, how the music that he can bring forth for us with an African, South African tradition in it, his own heart leading it with his own talents. It's really going to be wonderful. So yes, he was born in Cape Town, classically trained, and after spending years in Australia, he moved to the United States to launch his film scoring career, and quickly became internationally recognized. He celebrates compositions that range from film to TV to musical theater, themed environments through popular hit songs. But he is an activist. in his music and in the poetry of the songs that he writes,
like The Power of One. Listen here to these words.
You must always remember.
Life can be a challenge. Life can seem impossible. It's never easy when so much is on the line. But you can make a difference. With courage you can set things right. Give to dream and make dreams real is yours and mine. The power of one begins with believing. It starts in the heart, then flows through the soul and changes the world. Imagine how life will be when we stand in unity. Each of us holds the key to the power of one. Each of us is chosen. There's a mission just for you. Just look inside, you'll be surprised what you can do. The power of one begins with believing. It starts in the heart, then flows through the soul and changes the
One. It was sung by Donna Summer, but written by Mark Chait. Very powerful words. And with all that's going on now, I just feel we need to embrace ourselves with what we need to be strong, to take us through the journey we've got to cope with now. We have in Johannesburg, now in November, G20. Johannesburg is going to be very busy. And are you going to be part of it? I'm hoping to be. I am coming up to Joburg for a family affair, but I'm hoping that I will be able to be connected in some way with the procedures where the declarations are presented to the leaders of the world. And if I'm not able to physically be there, I will definitely do what I can in Joburg with fellow activists alongside me in mass in encounters, in discussions, and any other way that we can in join our voices to the cry of the poor in those declarations, which I will just mention high on a high level right now. The highest and most important, I think, coming from Africa to the global leaders is feed, heal, and liberate Africa. And our church is linked to this call through through debt justice. These were the main topics of the summit I went to back in June. And they've been slowly developed in different summits and seminars and symposiums. Our dear SACBC Justice and Peace, Father Stan, has been running quite a lot of different events, bringing all voices to the table. And for us just to realize, it's not just an advocacy moment. It is a faith moment. Africa is rising to remind the world that justice begins at the table, where every child is fed, every woman is healed, and every nation is liberated. Those are the words from Archbishop Mbuyisa at the recent conference held at the SACBC Kanya House in Pretoria. So the G20 is a diplomatic opportunity, but it's also a moral responsibility. I mean, it's a moral responsibility to protect dignity, to bring about debt relief, and to keep in mind our Catholic social teachings of a shared destiny is a common good. Leaders act beyond slogans. And this is the saying that needs to resonate in our hearts. Defeating hunger is the path to peace. And defeating hunger, I'll just mention one of the ways, is to feed every child at school. That might sound simple. Ah, that's easy. Just get some mealie-pop and wada-wada and have it and give it to the children. But there's so much in that. There's so much around it. There needs to be a decent place for the child to sit and eat out of decent utensils. It needs to be prepared with love, with fresh and healthy food. Whatever is given to the child must be a balanced diet that will help the child's physical and mental nourishment. If you look around the world and you look at where children are given lunch at school. My own little grandson at the age of 5, in his first year of school, is receiving a hot meal at lunchtime in a dining room. So there's a lot around it. But what will it give? What will the benefit be? Can you think about it? The stimulation, the energy of food will give that child. Each child will help each child to perform at greater levels and to be able to fully reach full potential in their own lives, in all ways, all levels, sport, well, recreation, and academically, and spiritually, and socially. So it is very important. And a child that is not hungry will make a country strong. So that is one of the biggest declarations for the G20. But then we should also look at COP30, and COP30 comes to the most important being cooling the world down. There are many opportunities for you to join people summits, social groups, civil commissions, where you can add your voice. Or you can just listen and take in and then share in your circles. You can share this message to a larger audience. if you can't get involved because you're not a person that can get involved in advocacy. And it's a bit late now. I have missed opportunities as well of meetings. Civil one is a very good one. 99% People Summit, Social Summit. I am too late for it. But let us, on this platform, come together. And let us make our voices heard. And this platform includes my Facebook, which is Laudato Si_RadioVeritas, Ecological Conversion Journey, Caring for Our Common Home. And on X, it is Laudato Si_Veritas. And myself on Instagram, Bernie CB, BERNICB. Let's share, let's talk. Use platforms that I use, the SACBC, the Justice and Peace, JNP Department, on Facebook, on Twitter, X, and on Instagram. And let's share our voices in all areas. Join WhatsApp groups and then take it out and have, where you have a prayer group, where you have a Bible study group, at least add a few minutes of this news to those events, and those people can hear, and they can too go out and tell, and we'll eventually have a critical mass of understanding the importance of each of us being responsible for caring for our common home. CAFOD's Christine Allen has risen through many ranks to now be the head of CAFOD in the UK. Christine was Progressio's executive director for 11 years, and before joining Progressio, she worked for more than 10 years in an area of housing, poverty and social exclusion in the UK as head of public affairs and the National Housing Federation. Now, that is amazing. And in 2012, she moved to Christian Aid as their director of policy and public affairs. And now she's with CAFOD. CAFOD are lucky to have her. Justice and peace is the fabric, the strongest foundation that she draws from, her roots. And as church was always part of her life, it was always in a practical way. They didn't get to Mass every day, but her parents lived out the Gospel of Matthew. And this led her to take herself into these levels of poverty to work with them, to hear the cry of the poor. And then with Christian Aid and Progressio, I reflect on the concerns of poverty, global inequality and planetary abuse that is positively sinful in our world today. Those are her words. And what sustains her commitment? She's lucky to be able to work in this area. Organizations like Progressio and CAFOD are powerful because of the hope that they bring society. They are places where the practical change that we want to see is made real in an empowering way, where solidarity can be experienced. Having spent 11 years with Progressio, it's been a major source of commitment despite the challenges. It's full of inspiring people doing amazing things. And whether overseas in the world, globally, or in the UK, she has been able to meet incredible people and see life-changing things that have humbled her in her work, in their work, and in dedication and effort, and often in the face of outstanding odds. She finds ways to sustain and nourish her faith outside in this context as well. So I'm now going to play our interview that took place at the Raising Hope conference. And I ask you to look at yourself. I look at myself and I'm, I suppose, disappointed I never got into any of the charity organizations that I really wanted to. But there was always something that was a hurdle for me, or another issue in my life that took me away from this. But I admire Christine and people like her. And I look forward to following her career and to growing my relationship with her here on Radio Veritas, where we can bring what she's doing to us in South Africa more often. So I give you Christine Allen's interview. And then we will enjoy Turn, Turn, Turn Around with Jane Verde.
Well, everybody, so this part of our program today, as you know, the last two programs have been so exciting because I'm sharing with you this incredible experience of being at Castel Gandolfo in Italy. But now I am sitting with a very wonderful person, Christine Allen. Christine Allen is the CEO of CAFOD. And as you've been hearing from me and listening to the recordings that I'm sharing with you, you can hear what is happening and the excitement and the urgency, the raising hope urgency for what's going to happen in the future. So now I have Christine Allen with me from CAFOD. They don't work in South Africa, but they work all around the world, and we know how important that is. And I'm going to ask Christine, welcome to Radio Veritas. And I'm going to ask you, Christine, what has the last 10 years been for you with the Data C or CAFOD? And how do you see with what we're planning now with the pledge coming out of this conference? How do you see from CAFOD side you can take this forward? And what kind of do you have hope?
And thanks, it's great to be with you. And this has been a really exciting couple of days. Celebrating 10 years of Laudato Si is really important because it's been a really important document for CAFOD. CAFOD has been in existence for 60 years. We are the official development and emergency relief organisation of the Catholic bishops in England and Wales, so we're part of the global Caritas family. And when Pope Francis issued Laudato Si, we really took it very seriously and undertook a whole load of workshops and discernment exercises to really think about what it means to us. Pope Francis had laid down a gauntlet, he'd set us all a challenge, hadn't he, to hear not just the cry of the poor, but also the cry of the earth, and how those things constantly fit together. Now at CAFOD, we've been connecting the environment agenda and the development agenda for many, many years. So in some respects it wasn't new, but Pope Francis and Laudato Si asked us to do things very differently. He asked us to think about ways in which we would do our work differently, and that's what we interpreted it as meaning. So there were a number of kind of planks to our strategy. One of them is about really integrating that sense of hearing the cry of the earth and hearing the cry of the poor into all of our programming, so that everything that we do in terms of development and emergency relief is done in a way that's sustainable. And another thing that is really critical for us is to think about the kind of relationships and partnerships that we have around the world with our local partners, and to make that a culture of encounter, so that we take the time to reflect with people, we take the time to really get to know what their priorities are. Now, CAFOD has always been like that, it's always been a partnership organisation, but this was asking us to go a bit deeper and asking us to really kind of put that into practice. Because there's been a lot of pressures over the years for international organisations, international development organisations, to just kind of, you know, have more bang for their buck in some respects. And the kind of challenge that Pope Francis laid out to us about that culture of encounter and taking time with people is a real challenge, I think, and a real, real challenge that we've tried to live up to.
The culture of encounter, and we know that this is so essential, and the Laudato Si movement have used the encounter, the necessary moments that we need to gather together and to share and to discern, and that means to pause and to reflect, and then to take that out in action, thinking about adaptation and mitigation in what's happening. And we know in South Africa, with all our problems, how important this is. And besides the resources that I use from CAFOD, which is available to every one of you, I can help you do that. One especially, Christine, I want to mention that I have used often in my training and especially with children, is your videos.
The animations.
Especially that first one on the Dato Si.
Yeah.
That was one of the first. I mean, people, even adults, couldn't understand it. I said, get the CAFOD video.
Yeah.
So that's going back 10 years.
I know. Well, but it's still used today. And in fact, I was talking to a woman who's from the Philippines, and she said that she used it. And in fact, we got that animation translated into the 3 Filipino languages, so it's easy to kind of use.
You have it in a few languages,
yeah, we do, yeah. Yes. So if you look at it on our website, and that's been the kind of, so that's part of the way in which we've tried to respond to the challenges of Laudato Si, yes, as well, which is to educate and inform and inspire and mobilize the Catholic community in England and Wales to stand in solidarity, to take action, and to stand with people of all faiths and none. So we've supported the Laudato Si movement hugely. We're also part of things like the Climate Coalition, and we're so that we work alongside other organisations. They're not necessarily faith-based organisations. And I think it's really important that we bring that witness as a faith community to stand alongside anyone, as long as we're sharing the same values and the same outcomes.
And with this, I would like to just add that I made a personal encounter with somebody that I worked with creating the 7 Laudato Si goals and the Laudato Si action platform, hardworking working group and steering group, Monica Conmi, who is also with CAFOD, and I was able to hug her in Castel Gandolfo, in fact, right in Laudato Si Borgia.
Borgo.
That for me is one of the miracles of this wonderful opportunity that I have to be here. Thank you, Christine, for being with us today, and I look forward to more encounters and growing our relationship with Radio Veritas.
Thank you so much.
Just came back from the moon with the stars in his eyes. He said, out there I learned a lot. Something changes inside when you see the earth rise. Got no boundaries and no walls. Not living, breathing ball. Love is underneath it all. Beneath the blue and green, connecting everything. I met a girl, she was very young, yet she spoke burning words with a fire in her eyes. She said, hey, something's really wrong. Deserts grow, people die while the oceans rise. She said, can't you see the urgency? You pretend that you care, then you look away. You are trampling on our hopes and dreams. We can't wait for a change, got to start today. You can feel it in the breeze, you touch it in the trees. You hear the waterfall, love is underneath it all. It's running in the fields, swimming in the deep, beneath the blue and green, connected everything. Oh, yeah, I believe it isn't too late to turn around. Oh, yeah, I believe it isn't too late, too late, too late, too late. Feel it in the
Come create a spirit
and touch it in the
dream. Fill us with your love.
There beneath the blue and green.
Guide us on the narrow road.
To
heal our common home.
You can feel it in the
breeze.
Touch it in the
trees.
You hear the waterfall. Love is underneath it all. It's running in the fields.
day. We need the blue and gray reflecting everything.
And also from Castel Gandolfo, Raising Hope Conference, another interview with a wonderful person.
Actually, somebody that I have always admired over the years, and some of you I know share this in South Africa, the Fokolore Singing Group. They are famous, you know that. And I have Nancy Ullman, the music director with me, the lady who actually writes the songs and composes the music and puts it together, and then it's this beautiful harmony of voices and movement, which is my favorite. I'm actually, as I said before, in heaven, as you know. These programs out of the conference have just been fantastic. So I welcome Nancy to Radio Veritas. And we're at the conference, as you know, we're looking at the transition between the 10 years and the future, and we all know how important that is. So Nancy, what is Genvere doing for, how do you see, what was your journey like, your ecological journey, conversion journey to now, and what do you see going ahead?
Yes, well, for us in Genvere, this ecological conversion is also something very important that we feel that also through the arts we can help to communicate, just as the Pope was saying yesterday, not so much with our heads, but having it go from our hearts. And the arts are very powerful in that sense, to be able to communicate that message. And when we write our songs, which we do as a team too, because yeah, yes, and we're 20 women from 13 different countries, so there's also this we're missing South Africa. Yes. Oh, hopefully someday we'll have someone from South Africa.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe there's somebody out there. We have beautiful things.
Yes, but for us, first of all, our songs are born from our experience of trying to put into practice that message of the gospel, to really, first of all, live before we sing, and sing what we live. So a few years ago, in fact, we were very touched by the message of Laudato Si, and that's how the song Turn Around was born. We also have other songs that speak of the importance of this ecological conversion, of taking care of creation. For us, first of all, it was like, what do I do in my life to help that happen? And then how can I communicate that through our music, through the arts?
Thank you so much, Nancy. And as you were talking, I was just experiencing how I feel, and we would love to have some African songs. We really would, yes. With our African tradition and cultures. And we can actually be a competition with Nkosi, the youth choir. So, you know, we could have a Genvere South African. I know there are a lot of you wonderful voices, young voices too, that could join this movement. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you so much.
And I also actually have with her is Maria Regina
Piazza,
who is the CEO of Genvere with me. And she is only Italian, but I'm sure she'd like to just say, greet you all in South Africa. In Italian.
Siamo felici anche di poter salutare il pubblico.
Grazie.
Che si sta ascoltando. Dopo aver vissuto queste giornate così belle, anche in favore del creato.
Grazie, and thank you so much. And grazie also. Are you also Italian?
No, I'm from Los Angeles originally.
Oh, Los Angeles.
Yeah,
so
but we live in Italy, so we speak Italian.
Yeah. And Nancy definitely has a big influence on Italy. On her. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Radio Veritas listeners, contact me. Let us take this forward. Let's all help and follow. And maybe some of us will join Genvere. Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
God bless.
Thank you.
And the other song that resonated with me incredibly at the Raising Hope conference was We Choose Peace.
Thank you. Adenik. That was amazing, beautiful. And now we are delighted to welcome Genverde International Performing Arts Group. Through their music, Genverde gives voice to the hopes and struggles of our time, inviting us to live with a spirit of unity and universal fraternity. Welcome.
People say that we'll never live in peace. It's written on the walls that tell us we are enemies. But I see it differently, so differently, yeah. I believe we are all one family, all people, different faces of the same humanity. And we can choose the way of peace, the way of peace.
We're gonna rise up, rise up. We're a million different colors dancing to the beat. Rise up, rise up. We're a million voices singing as one. We choose peace. Oh, well, oh, well. Hey, we choose peace. Oh, well, oh, well.
We stand with every child that suffers poverty and war. As we choose the way of peace, the way of peace. We were there to build justice in our lands, but freedom and respect will walk together hand in hand. 'Cause we choose the way of peace, the way of peace.
We're gonna rise up. Rise up, we're a million different colors dancing to the beat. Rise up, rise up, we're a million voices singing as one. We choose peace, oh well, oh well. Hey, we choose peace, oh well, oh well, oh well, hey, hey.
We choose peace, oh.
Io vivo per la pace, 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 io vivo per la
pace. Oh,
well, oh, well.
Hey, we choose peace. Oh, well, oh, well.
All together.
We're gonna rise up, rise up. We're a million different colors dancing to the beat. Rise up, rise up. We're a million voices singing as one. We choose peace. Hey, we choose peace. We choose peace.
Oh well, oh well.
Hey, we choose peace.
Oh well, oh well, oh well.
We choose peace.
We choose peace. But they also sang another song. I think I did play part of it in one of the last programs since I've been back, and it was "May I Be an Instrument of Your Peace," and it was sung in the sunset up on top of Borgo Laudatosi, which is the gardens of Pope Francis, in the sunset with the moonrise, a very strong wind which was very symbolic of the Holy Spirit, making us very aware of the wind. It was quite chilly, so we were all pulling our jackets on a bit tighter. It wasn't too cold, but it was there. And again, mixing with people from all over the world, people of all statures, on one level, equal, Illuminati, a threshold. going of change. A threshold always brings on change. You go as you are from the world into a space together, all equal, and all experience something. And in this moment, for the world, was raising hope for the climate justice. And as I began the program to now, we need these kind of mantles that our culture gives us. The arts, the music, and nature. The feel and visibility of nature. We feel the sun on us. We feel the cool water. We feel the wind. We see the stars. We see the sun. We see the beauty of the earth. Your spring gardens, the natural vegetation, the protected areas of wildlife, where young are being born, and baby elephants, baby antelope, baby tortoises, baby baboons, baby giraffe, zebra, buffalo, yeah. And then the trees and the saplings and the new shoots, the seeds that have sprouted. So much to be grateful for as we head this way, and how we want to protect it all for now and for future generations through our action at COP30 and then G20. Thank you, Radio Veritas. Thank you, Ntate Vincent. Thank you, listeners. Until next week, God bless.
Alabanzas, la gloria y el honor y toda bendición. A ti solo, Altísimo, te conviene, y ningún hombre es digno de nombrarte. Alabado seas, mi Señor. Lauda. De ti, Altísimo, lleva significación. Alabado seas, mi Señor, por la hermana luna y las estrellas. En el cielo las formas tú claras y preciosas. Y a tus criaturas.